Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up at 1 o'clock, and we will hear it right here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Mackenzie Flume taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. And lining up, Scott Petrak for us, our buddy who covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. Scott, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scotty.
How you doing, guys?
How are you?
We couldn't be better. Thank you very much. Things are so touchy in Berea that guys get mad over legit questions, Scott.
I didn't notice.
I was sitting next to you. I was going to send you a glare at that point, trying to figure out exactly what just happened. I was like, oh, man.
What did you think of the aggressiveness that Kevin Stefanski showed in going for it on fourth down a couple of times, Scott? I got to be honest. First time around, you take the 3 points. Second time around, you punt the ball away. It was a two-point game.
Yeah, I didn't have a big issue with the first time that they went for it, Jeff. I get, you know, he kicked the field goal there and take the points. But, you know, they'd been moving the ball pretty good on the ground. I was fine with that. It felt like a decision Kevin Stefanski makes more times than not. The second one was weird, just given the place on the field right there. It's still a close game. It's 10-8, I think, at the time.
It was.
They're backed up on their 32 or 33. You know, he talked after the game about putting the defense in short fields, and a lot of it was due to special teams. But that was one from the offense and his decision. So I think I would have punted there. You know, I get the philosophy of, hey, they're an underdog and they need to make some things happen there and they need to sustain drives. But, you know, and obviously it's so easy to say now, but I think the right move there is to punt and give your defense a whole field to defend. And I think that I know it changes the course of the game. It changes the momentum. All of a sudden, you're down two scores instead of one score, and that just changes everything from a play-calling perspective, from a what-the-Niners-can-do perspective. So, you know, if you run the quarterback sneak and it's only inches and you get it, you know, nobody's thinking twice about it, and we've seen that happen from him and from other teams plenty of times where they go for it on fourth down, backed up. But when it doesn't work, it looks awful bad, and that one didn't work.
Scott, I want to just kind of go back to what Jeff said in the beginning. And so when you asked him yesterday, did you like the fact that he was aggressive? I was kind of taken aback that he didn't. Did the question just not, did it get lost in translation there or something? Because he got defensive and I'm like, wait, why is he getting defensive when he just asked you, did you like the offensive play?
A very legit question.
I just want to give you a chance to explain what happened.
Yeah, obviously we're talking about Shadur.
Yeah, Shadur, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to him after that because then Myles Garrett came in right away and I wanted to stick with Myles, so I didn't get to ask Shadur what happened there. My guess is that he didn't either hear the question right or understand what I was getting at. because he winds up giving the answer that I expected. Right.
He did, actually. I said that at the time. I said, well, that's all that Scott asked him right there.
Yeah, I was just trying to get to the point of those are two huge plays in the game, right? The fourth and ones I thought were huge plays in the game. I wanted the quarterback's perspective on those plays and what he thought of them. And I wasn't going to ask him if he thought it was a bad call because that does put him in a rough spot.
Right.
So it was, do you like the aggression of the coach there? And I figured he would because he's a quarterback and they all would like that. But I wanted to hear him say it. And he did say it. It just took him saying it was a rude question to get there.
Hmm. It's funny to play off that one more time. Way years ago, I asked Lenny Wilkins a question, and he said, and about like what happened in the third quarter, blah, 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 blah. And he said, well, you saw it. And I said, but Lenny, it doesn't do me any good to have, you know, for me to say it. We'd like to hear what you had to say. And then he said it. And I think sometimes people don't understand that that's what you're looking for is the explanation from the people involved. That's what they're the guys who were involved.
Yeah, that's a good point. Again, I just thought those were two huge plays, and obviously that's what we're talking first about in this conversation, and I wanted to get the quarterback's take on it.
Yep, and you should have. I threw this out earlier, Scott. I don't think the coaching has been good on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't think, you know, it just hasn't worked, and the special teams has certainly not been good. But I don't think I put it this way. I don't think the coaching has been able to overcome what's not a good roster on the offensive side of the ball.
I think that's a good way to put it, Jeff. And this is such a difficult team to, I don't know, evaluate. You know, we talk about the expectations and the games they gave away, right? They could have won that Minnesota game. They should have won the Bengals opener. They should have beaten the Jets except for those two kick returns. Where all of a sudden you talk about, hey, maybe this team should be at least in the conversation inside a weak AFC North, right? A down season for the AFC North. A couple more wins and you're right there because nobody's running away with this division. However, you look at the overall roster and you're like, oh, man, they don't have a lot of pieces on offense and they're on their third quarterback and they haven't gotten great play from any of the quarterbacks. So are they really any better than 3-9? And like, is the roster a 3-9 roster? I kind of think it is. But that doesn't mean you can't exceed what your roster is, right? Like, you can find ways to win some of these games. And I think that's what's frustrating, certainly Kevin Stefanski and the organization, but the fans too, because you watch and go, well, that was a winnable game. And the reason you're losing them is, you know, missed kicks in the opener. And then it's kick returns for the Jets. And then yesterday it's, again, poor special teams play. And then you add on a couple missed opportunities on offense. We talked about the fourth and one. There was a drive in the second quarter where Jerry Jeudy gets the illegal shift penalty, and then Shadur takes a sack, and you're out of field goal range. Okay, well, there's a couple points off the board, or 3 points off the board, perhaps. And then he misses Jerry Jeudy on the first series, right? And there's a chance for at least a first down if he hits him early, and then late, if he hits him on that deep throw, it could be a touchdown. So they had these missed opportunities, and the whole time the defense is playing great and giving them a chance to win and keeping them in games. And that's why I think it's kind of hard to get your head wrapped around it completely, because I don't think this roster is that good on offense at all. Yet we can look at it and say, man, they still should have won more games.
A lot of people would like to see Bubba Ventrone looking for another job today, especially if you listen to the station. All morning, too. I don't know that it does them any good to release a coach today, but special teams this morning and for the entire season has taken some serious heat. Is it fair to blame the head? Or is it fair to blame the defensive coordinator or the special teams coordinator? I went through all three sides of the ball there.
Right.
Yes, good job, Andy.
I got it.
I
think it's fair. I mean, it's like anything, right? The guy on top is responsible, and whether or not he's the one running by the play or getting out of his lane or not getting off his block, it still falls on the special teams coordinator. Like, it still falls on Kevin Stefanski when they lose games, whether or not it should fall on him or whether or not it is his fault, right? It's just the way it works. And if the mistakes continue to happen, it's harder and harder not to say, yeah, Bubba Ventrone is to blame or is responsible. So we talked about it after that Jets game. Like, I think Bubba Ventrone is a good coach. And I think he'd get another job if he got fired. And I've watched him coach up first, you know, up close, hands on. He's passionate. The guys like him. It hasn't translated. And part of that is because there's so many young guys playing on special teams. And I, you know, if you rewatch that Sky Moore punt return in the first quarter, like Donovan McMillan just gets out of his lane. Like he sees Moore take a step to his left and he jumps and then he goes right past him. So if he stays in his lane and makes a tackle, then we're not having this discussion, and it's a rookie, and it turns into a 66-yarder. It also felt like Grant Delpit ran too far now and ran by the play. Now, he's not a rookie, and it feels like I've seen that before from Grant on these long punt returns. So, you know, then you have Gage Larvedan, another undrafted rookie out there. So is McMillan, and he muffs three punts. He fumbles one, muffs two, and the 49ers finally recover one, and that turns into a touchdown. So, you know, Bubba has limitations because of the roster he's working with, but you'd expect to see better, and you'd expect to see some of these recurring issues cleaned up by, you know, game 12.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Browns at brownzone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. I think at this point, Shedeur Sanders is intriguing enough that I think we should all want to see more of him, and the idea of him starting against Tennessee, fine. That I think that's the thing to do right now and start him moving forward more. However, do you think he's been significantly better, worse, or similar to Dylan Gabriel?
I think he's been...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A little bit better than Gabriel. I think his upside is higher than Gabriel's,
I'd
and I've always believed that.
I
believe that before the draft. I believed it during the offseason, during training camp. That opinion hasn't changed. And I think it's been shown in these couple of starts that he's had. Obviously, it's way too early to make any kind of judgment, way too early to think about, okay, could Shedeur be the guy next year? Or do you draft a guy? Like, we haven't seen nearly enough. But I do see flashes. You know, I like the fact that he pushes the ball down the field. You know, there's some, and he's an accurate quarterback. He always has been. Yesterday, I thought he reverted a little bit to the drifting backward, and he took a couple of big sacks. I mentioned that one in the first half that might have taken them out of field goal range. He had guys in the flat. He could have gotten the ball out of his hands and given them a chance to kick the field goal. Instead, he drifted and took a 13-yard sack. So there's things he needs to work on. I think he needs to be a little quicker in just everything, the decision-making, the movements. And I think he's gotten faster than he was in training camp, because I felt that at the time, like, he always felt like a beat slow to me. I think he sped it up, but I think he needs to speed it up more, and that just comes with more playing time. He certainly deserves to start again, and, you know, I think something disastrous would have to happen for him not to start the rest of the games. It just makes too much sense to me. And then we'll get a better evaluation, but again, he's not working with the best tools around him, right? The offensive line continues to be a work in progress. We haven't seen the receivers make a bunch of plays for him. So it's tough to get an evaluation of anybody, but you know, I would think he gets the rest of these starts, and then at least it's a fuller evaluation.
What'd you think of the crowd yesterday? It's going to be a tough sell to have anybody in that stadium down the stretch here for these final few home games.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. Maybe I shouldn't have been, that there were so many empty seats. I mean, I get the weather was awful, you know, but I thought, okay, there's a Shadur excitement, his first home start.
Yes.
The holiday weekend, there's people in town, but I get that it was 20 degrees and, you know, raining and snowing, so, and crazy windy. So I'm not sure I would have been there either. But I did think there'd be more fans, but I think that speaks to where the people are with this team right now. And there's not a lot of optimism that I'm hearing about where this organization is and where it's going.
Scott, last thought. You had Tevin Jenkins alternating with Wyatt Teller at right guard yesterday. What do you think was going on there? And where does this offensive line stand in your mind? I mentioned earlier, I like all the individual pieces, but injuries, age, and it just hasn't worked as well as we would think it would anyway.
No, it certainly hasn't, and that's been a piece of why the offense hasn't been what they would hope. I thought Teller might be a guy moving forward, that he was the stability piece from this year to next year. I talked about that with him a month ago, and it doesn't feel like that anymore. You know, I think it was a straight quality of play demotion. That's how he made it sound after the game, that they just weren't, the coaches weren't pleased with how he'd been playing. They wanted to see Jenkins. It certainly felt weird seeing him get demoted, especially on, you know, he's making his 100th start. He's been a mainstay at that position. So it was weird. I get it. If they don't think he's playing well enough, then that's certainly the coach's prerogative. But it just, the timing of it felt weird. The player, you know, involved felt weird. I'm not some offensive line guru. I know he's given up sacks this year, and they must have said, determined that, you know, he's not playing well enough and he's probably not part of the future. And when you look at it, I don't know who is. You know, Joe Batonio, I think, is going to retire. Jack Conklin's either going to be retired or gone. Maybe Ethan Posick comes back and is the one, you know, kind of that link piece from this year to next year. But he might be the only one. They might be looking at five new linemen next year, which is almost unheard of.
Scott, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time as always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.